Yes, Brian, there is a U and an M in there, but that was the wrong one. This is the right one. We're happy U of M won, that's for sure. But that's not what the athletic director for MSU, Alan Haller, signed up for. Alan, I would have given anything to see your face. You should have seen my face when that music began. Thanks for being a good sport. Yeah, well, we all were. But thank you for that. And Steve Courtney is here with us as well. As the good news is that Michigan State is going, in fact, to a major bowl game.
Absolutely, Paul and Steve. Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show this morning. We're fired up. You know, it's an honor to be playing in a New Year's Six game. You know, the staff are excited. It's a great reward for an awesome season for our student athletes, and it's another opportunity for our community across the United States to come together. And you know, with a number 10 college football ranking, just an outstanding season for Coach Tucker and the players. So we are really, really fired up to celebrate our student athletes and reward them for a great season.
You know, Alan, when you joined me on that last tailgate program going into the Penn State victory, you described what the process was behind landing a bowl appearance. And all that shook out yesterday, obviously, and the hope all along with a 10-win season was to get into a New Year's Six bowl, and indeed that happens. What a dynamic this is going to be. Number 10, Michigan State, taking on number 12, Pittsburgh, the Panthers, in Atlanta on December 30th. By the way, that will be a 7 o'clock kick. Of course, it brings into the conversation, Alan, Pat Narduzzi, the fine head coach of the Pitt Panthers, spent so many successful years in East Lansing under Mark D'Antonio.
Yeah, Steve, absolutely. You know, we're fired up. We got the December 30th ESPN 7 p.m. prime time window. I mean, it's the only game that'll be played, so we'll get a national audience. Great location. We're in Atlanta. We have about 40,000 alums that are in the southeast United States, including about 7,000 in Georgia alone and another 19,000 in Florida. So, you know, it's drivable. It's a great stadium, world-class stadium. So we're fired up, one, to go to the Peach Bowl, be in that location, be in that area where we have so many Spartan alums. And then, you know, Mel's fired up because he really has focused on Georgia as a recruiting base. You know, so it gives us an opportunity to play in front of a lot of the students in high school that Mel is going to be recruiting. And so that is an exciting, you know, opportunity for us. And yes, it was an interesting bowl selection process behind the scenes, but we couldn't be more happy to go to the Peach Bowl and play against Pat Narduzzi, who I would consider a friend. I spent 8 years with him here while he was a defensive coordinator. Pitt is playing extremely well. Kenny Pickett is a Heisman candidate, as well as our own Kenny Walker. So we'll have two Heisman candidates playing in the same game. Although, you know, we all know what you know which ones will go to New York. I think we find out tonight who's going to New York for the Heisman. But at least they're being mentioned. And then he's the all-time leading passer. I think he just passed Dan Marino for their all-time leading pass. So it'll be a challenge, you know, for us to play Pitt, but it's a great matchup. A lot of intricate stories that are going to be developed here, you know, through the time before we play the game. But I'm excited for Coach Mel Tucker. I'm excited for Pat Narduzzi. I think it's going to be a great opportunity to showcase two incredible teams.
Yesterday, as a matter of fact, Mr. Haller, there was a Chick-fil-A Bowl Zoom call, and Coach Tucker, Coach Narduzzi, both participated in that. And I'll tell you one thing about Mel Tucker. He is extremely proud of the way Spartan Nation has supported this Spartan football team on the road throughout this year. There is absolutely no doubt that Spartan Nation will be in full effect in Atlanta, and that means the world, obviously, to Coach Tucker and yourself as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been coming off a COVID year and that weird feeling of no fans in the stadium and kind of that eerie scrimmage type of feeling to games last year. You know, it was just an overwhelming experience at our home games and even away games. Our fans travel, our alumni travel really, really well, and to go to a lot of the away venues this year and to see the Spartans, you know, singing the fight song and being the loudest in the stadium was just an awesome experience. And then our home environments, you know, we sold out, we oversold our student section. We had 13,000 student tickets, and, you know, we oversold it to almost 14,000 students. Wow. Bought tickets this year. And they were present for every game. They were loud. They had an influence on the game. Our fans had an influence on the game. So it was just a wonderful environment this year, and something we're going to build on. And Coach Tucker and myself could be happier and appreciative of our community.
I know we look forward, but if we look back for just a second, we remind people that after the COVID-shortened season of 2020, Michigan State was picked by many to finish last in the Big Ten East. They've had a remarkable resurgence in Coach Mel Tucker's second season. It's rather spectacular.
Yeah, absolutely, Paul. You know, one of the things we know as Spartans, we understand how to play the underdog role, and that's what we've been, you know, in all of our sports, not just in football. And it's something that motivates us. You know, it. I think I saw somewhere where we were picked to win four or less games, and you know, it motivates us through our training and how we approach our games and practice and the process. You know, Mel is really process driven. You know, as every little detail means something. And so the preparation this season was awesome. And you know, I couldn't be happier for our student athletes. At the end of the day, it's our student athletes who perform. And they represented the MSU community incredibly well on TV and in the stadium. And I couldn't be more happy for them.
Good. By the way, I don't know if I've had a chance to speak with you. Congratulations on understanding how important Mel Tucker is to Michigan State University and showing him how important he is with his new contract. But look what you started. You started quite a money game there going in the college football coaches. It's really been something.
Yeah, you know, Paul, one thing I realized is this isn't a one-year, you know, Mel had a great year, Coach Tucker had a great year, and, you know, let's reward him and keep him. This is basically looking forward to what is possible. And
absolutely,
we're talking about possibilities right now. And the MSU community just wrapped ourselves around this team and this season. There's a lot of positives. You know, we finished number one a couple of weeks this year in Fanatics in terms of apparel sales. Ticket sales went really, really well. Enrollment is going well. Fundraising is going well. There's a lot of engagement in our community. And so social media, I think we're in the top 10 in all athletic social media. So there's a lot of engagement going on regarding Spartan athletics. And what's happening with the football program has a big part in that. And
sure.
So all of these factors played into the extension for Mel. It just wasn't one season. It wasn't one victory against our rival. It was a collective feeling that we feel right now and what we think could happen in the future. And
as partners,
we're putting a lot of resources into the football program. We'll break ground on the renovation in addition to the football complex. And there's some other exciting things I can't mention right now that'll come to fruition. Hopefully,
you'll let us know. As partners,
certainly,
you'll let us know. And we got to run.
Okay.
Alan Haller, MSU Athletic Director. I'll be seeing your president later at the Detroit Economic Club.